Wind is air in motion. It affects the movement of clouds and rainfall. It affects the rate of erosion. It increases the rate of evaporation of water bodies and soil. It affects movement of flying animals. It is an agent of pollination and dispersal. It increases the rate of transpiration. It increases relative humidity. It causes water current waves. It affects distribution of vegetation and other organisms. It affects temperature. Instrument used to measure wind. Speed of wind. And the instrument is an anemometer. Direction of wind. This instrument is wind vane. How to measure the direction of wind. The instrument used is the wind vane. Observe the direction of the arrow at a particular time. Record the direction. Repeat this at hour interval for 6 times. How to measure the speed of wind. The instrument uses the anemometer. Expose the anemometer into an open field. Count the number of times the arm swings in 1 minute interval. Repeat for 6 times. Pressure. Pressure is the force acting on a unit area of surface. It affects distribution of organisms. Example, organisms at deeper level layers of ocean live in condition of high pressure and adapted to suit this condition. However, such organisms cannot survive near surface waters. It affects concentration of availability of gases. It affects the rate of transpiration. Transpiration rate increases with increasing pressure. It affects breathing rate. Rate of breathing increases as atmospheric pressure decreases. Instrument used to measure pressure. Barometer. Abiotic factors affecting terrestrial habitats only. These include humidity, physiographic and edaphic factors. Humidity. Note that humidity is the only factor that does not directly affect aquatic habitats but affects terrestrial habitats only. Humidity refers to the measure of amount of moisture in the atmosphere. Relative humidity is the percentage ratio of the moisture in the air to the amount the air can hold if it were saturated at the same temperature and pressure. Effects of relative humidity. It affects transpiration. High humidity decreases the rate of transpiration. It affects distribution of organisms. It affects evaporation of water bodies and soil. It affects the rate of water loss from the body of organisms. It increases the rate of decomposition because high humidity increases growth of fungi, bacteria responsible for decomposition. Adaptive features of some organisms to reduce water loss in the presence of low humidity. Plants uses cuticle. Mammals have their hair or fur. Bears have their feathers. Reptiles have their scales. Insects have their cutaneous exoskeleton. Instrument used to measure humidity is the hygrometer. The description of hygrometer. Hygrometer is made up of wet and bulb thermometers. Two thermometers mounted side by side. The bulb of one is surrounded by the air in the surrounding. The bulb of the second thermometer is wrapped in a moist cloth with its base immersed into a liquid in the container below. Because of the different conditions, that is dry air and wet cloth in direct contact with two different bulbs. The thermometers will show different readings in temperature at any time, with the wet bulb showing the least value at all times. Temperature readings of wet bulb. Thermometer are lower because the cloth uses energy from the bulb to form water vapor. The readings of the wet bulb thermometer depends on the amount of vapor formed, which is determined by how much water molecules are in the atmosphere. Method of using the hygrometer. Two thermometers stand side by side. Dry bulb thermometer has its bulb in open air. Wet bulb thermometer wrapped in a wet cloth. Allowed to stand for a few minutes. Read the temperatures of the two thermometers. Record their values. Difference in temperature reading is compared with a standard scale to determine the relative humidity. Precaution in using the hygrometer. 1. Liquid in the container must be airtight so that it does not evaporate. 2. The dry bulb must not be held with the hand. Physiographic factors.
also known as topography. This refers to features on the surfaces of the earth or characteristics of landscape, examples, mountains, or altitude. The main topographic factor is altitude. Effects of altitude: 1. Decreases temperature. 2. Affects distribution of organisms. 3. Reduces atmospheric pressure and subsequent gas concentration. 4. Increases breathing rate and concentration of red blood cells. 5. Increases the rate of transpiration. 6. Increases precipitation. 7. This is speciation. Effects of slope. Direction of slope affects light intensity. Steepness increases the drainage and rate of erosion.
Steepness promotes well-developed roots. 4. Affects distribution of organisms. Instrument used to measure the slope is the slope gauge. Abiotic factors that affect only aquatic habitats only. These are salinity, turbidity, tidal action, and amount of dissolved oxygen. Turbidity. This refers to the degree of cloudiness of water bodies as a result of the effect of suspended matter in water. It reduces vision in aquatic animals. It reduces light intensity and affects photosynthesis. It affects distribution of organisms. Instrument used to measure turbidity is the Cetidex. Measurement of turbidity. The instrument is Cetidex. Select the water body to be determined. Slowly sink the black and white metal discs into the water body. Note the depth at which the metal just cannot be seen. Record the depth. Repeat for another habitat or parts of the same water bodies and compare the values. Salinity. This refers to the amount of dissolved salt in water. Salinity affects as osmotic balance in organisms. Biotic factor. Biotic factors are living organisms that interact and affect life of an organism in its habitat. Useful biotic factors. Insects are agents of pollination. Birds and bats are agents of pollination. Birds and rodents are agents of dispersal. Earthworms, burrows, and aerate soil. Earthworms and termites break leaf litter to form humus. Bacteria and fungi are decomposers. Trees provide shade and shelter. Nitrogen fixing bacteria in the root nodules of the legumes. Tall trees supporting epiphytes. Harmful biotic factors. Parasitism. Predators. Cannibalism. Human activities. Human is the most harmful biotic factor. Example of human activities that harm the ecosystem include urbanization, road construction, agriculture activities, mining, bush burning. Effects of agricultural activities on the ecosystem. Excessive use of agrochemicals pollute the environment. Bush burning encourages desertification. Excessive use of fertilizers. Plowing may cause erosion. Cannibalism. Animals kill and feed on individuals of the same species. Adaptation. Adaptation is the possession of special physical, physiological, and behavioral characteristics which enable an organism to live successfully in its habitat. Adaptation makes organisms to obtain food, escape danger, secure mates, regulate body temperature, conserve water. Example of structural adaptation to cope with weather conditions: fur in mammals, feathers in birds, scales in reptiles, and cortical implants are structural adaptation to cope with temperature. Behavioral adaptation. Behavioral adaptation is the way an animal acts to sustain life or for the benefit of reproduction. Cope with weather. Escape animals. Examples of behavioral adaptation: division of labor and social insects, courtship behaviors to attract opposite sex, such as communication, burrowing to escape extreme climate, basking in the sun by the lizard, territorial behavior in lizards and bears, communication, moving in groups, migration to warmer regions in winter, defense, willing or foreign death to avoid danger, nocturnal habitats, hibernation in cold weather, estivation. Aquatic habitats. Aquatic habitats cover about 75% of the Earth's surface. The main subdivision of aquatic habitats are freshwater, marine, brackish water. Ponds and lakes are not suitable habitats for life due to their stable environment conditions. The major abiotic factors affecting aquatic habitats only are turbidity, salinity, and wave action. Problems in aquatic habitats. Tendency of being carried away by waves and water currents. Problems with drying up in the case of small water bodies. Osmotic balance. Oxygen balance. Oxygen deficiency. Low light intensity for primary producers. Advantages of aquatic habitats. 1. Provides more stable environment factors. 2. Water supports organisms. 3. Provides easy contact with food. 4. Provides medium for reproduction. Introduction to aquatic organisms. Aquatic organisms fall into 3 categories, namely plankton, nekton, and benthons. Surface water organisms are made up of plankton and nekton, whilst bottom dwelling ones are referred to as benthons. Planktons are small microscopic organisms on or near the surface waters that are carried along by water waves. Planktoplankton, photosynthetic plankton are all producers. Examples of phytoplankton are diatoms, green algae, and golden algae. Importance of phytoplankton. Producers in aquatic habitats. They recycle CO2 in the atmosphere. High population and poison aquatic life forms in the ocean. Dead plankton provide shelter for bottom-dwelling organisms in estuaries. Zooplankton. Non-photosynthetic plankton. They are consumers. Examples of zooplankton are. It comprises protozoa, small crustaceans, worms, mollusks, eggs, larvae of many animals. Freshwater habitats. Freshwater habitats means aquatic habitats characterized with low salt concentration. Some problems may include availability of gases at low concentration and in dissolved form. Also, there's a problem of drying up in the case of small water bodies. Classification of freshwater ecosystem. Freshwater ecosystems are classified according to the speed of water. Freshwater lentic and freshwater loctic. Freshwater lentic is the one with non-flowing water or flow salinity. Examples, lakes and ponds. Freshwater loctic is the one with flowing water or flow salinity. Examples is rivers and streams. Lakes. A lake is a large water-filled depression in its surface. Ponds. A pond is a smaller, shallow depression filled with water. There is little or no flow of water, hence has more stable abiotic factors. Streams. A stream is a seasonal flowing water body smaller than a river. One major problem of streams is drying up. Instruments used to determine speed of streams is their simple float. Freshwater animals. Examples of freshwater animals are crabs, water boatmen, which live underwater, degaris, which lives in the surface, tilapia, frog, tortoise, snakes, lobsters. Problems with freshwater habitats. The major problem facing animals in protest in osmoregulation is osmoregulation because they have body fluids hypotonic to freshwater. Adaptation to animals to freshwater. Some possess gills for gaseous exchange in water. Examples, tilapia, crab, tadpole. Some possess swim platform, bioyancy. Possession of streamlined shape for easy movement. Example, tilapia, frog. Some have flasher line to detect vibration water. Example, tilapia. Some have fins for swimming. Example, tilapia. Some have slimy body surface for easy movement. Example, tilapia. Some possess suckers for attachment onto vegetation in order to avoid being carried away by water waves. Example, hydra. Some carry air bubbles for gaseous exchange. Examples, water boatman. Fresh water plants. Plants which live permanently in water known as hydrophytes. Examples of freshwater plants are water lettuce, water lily, the hyacinth, Vallisneria, Elodia.